An aircraft to Saudi Arabia. Some Americans may remember the name the Desert Rats, and that's who will be going. As I told the Prime Minister over the phone, given all that the United Kingdom is already doing, this truly comes as the icing on the cake, a significant move by the Brits. And I also called President Mitterrand a few minutes ago to consult with him on the outrageous Iraqi break-in of the French embassy residence in Kuwait. These developments not only underscore the brutal behavior of Iraq, but also the international support that exists and is marshaled against Iraq's occupation of Kuwait. I've often said that it is not the United States against Iraq, but Iraq against the world. And for our part, we will continue to do everything possible to ensure that the sanctions work as intended, and to deter, and if need be, defend Saudi Arabia against armed attack. And here I just want to reiterate what I said when I first ordered the U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia, namely that the United States forces were sent to Saudi Arabia at the request of the Saudi government, and those same U.S. forces will depart as soon as they are no longer needed or wanted, and they will remain not one day longer than is absolutely necessary. John,
are we any closer to armed combat because of what has happened at the French embassy, and also because the U.S. warship apparently has now fired across the bow of an Iraqi tanker? What do you know about this?
I wouldn't put it closer to a war situation. I still hope that this matter can be peacefully resolved, and the way for that to happen is for Iraq to comply with the sanctions. American vessel did, in accordance with the United Nations resolutions, in accordance with the sanctions, cause another Iraqi vessel to heave to, and it has been boarded. And I expect confidently that if it indeed is not carrying any contraband or anything that will violate the sanctions, it will be permitted to go on its way. But it did require a bit of a warning before the captain pulled over and permitted the boarding party to have a look.
President, what can you tell us about the U.S. consul that was detained in the Canadian ambassador's house? Any protest or any action about that?
I don't have all the details on that one, but again, I would lump that into the unacceptable action category. I don't have the facts on that.
They've been released, Mr. President.
They have been released. So, but any of these incidents, all of them add up to clear violations of international law, and I think they do raise tensions. They clearly do. Yeah.
Mr. President, how is Ambassador Howell, and would the U.S. have to respond militarily if Iraq entered the United States compound in Kuwait City?
That's too hypothetical, the last part of the question, but I have no reason to believe that Ambassador Howell, Nat Howell, is not in good shape. I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
How long are you going to keep him there, sir?
I've not made a determination on that. Yeah.
Mr. President, gasoline prices are up dramatically, and heating oil is at a record level in today's wholesale price report. What kind of warning signals does that send to you about the overall economic situation related to the Gulf crisis?
Well, I think any time you have price inflation, sudden inflation, it is a matter of concern given the state of the economy. What it does is make me argue even more vociferously for a budget agreement. But there are the shortages. This speculation, we're talking about future market prices, we're talking about futures. That speculative atmosphere belies the reality, which is that there are sufficient petroleum products so that the market should not be going for higher prices. In other words, it's speculation. It's futures speculation. Yeah.
Mr. President, what's your reading on the budget?
Talking about, I believe you're talking about October prices that are quoted on the crude market. Yeah.
What's your reading on the budget negotiations as the clock ticks out?
Well, kind of up and down like a roller coaster. This morning, there was a feeling Dick Darman and John Sununu, Secretary Brady, felt that they were closing the gap. Last night, it was a little more pessimistic. So I can't tell you. I haven't talked to our negotiators in the last 2 hours.
Is France going to take action as a result of the embassy incursion? Will the United States take action as a result of that?
I don't know what France is going to do, but clearly I will continue close consultation with Mr. Mitterrand, because I told him I view this as a matter that is of grave concern to the United States. Happens to be the French ambassador's residence, but it is a matter that we look at is that concerns everybody, and told him that I would do anything I could to support whatever he decides to do, and he will be back. I found him in Czechoslovakia, and he will be back, and I believe he has a cabinet meeting tomorrow, so we'll simply wait and see what they recommend.
President, you're suggesting that the Iraqis are in fact tightening the screws in a number of areas. Is there an escalation now required from you and your allies?
Well, when an escalation is required from me, Saddam Hussein will know it.
What about the tape, Mr. President?
Oh, tape? Haven't heard. I think it's there now. Do we know whether the tape has arrived? Got off to a slow start with that Eagle Burger handoff, but it should be there tonight.
Mr. President, after 2 days...
One of the classic scenes.
Have you had a chance to see any of Mr. Souter's testimony, and do you have any kind of a feeling?
I've seen it, and I think it's been magnificent. I haven't seen it all, but I must confess, slight confession, and maybe it's because our budgeteers were out at the summit doing all the heavy lifting. I watched it for about an hour and a half yesterday, and I watched it for about 20 minutes today, and my... admiration for Judge Souter, respect for him is even higher. I really think he's conducted himself extraordinarily well.
Questioning has been fair?
What I've seen so far, yeah. And their senator has right to ask any question he wants. And what I think has been masterful is the way Judge Souter has gone as far as he possibly can, and yet has handled it with such intellect and such a... knowledgeable manner that I don't think anybody gets the feeling that he is improperly avoiding things. Yeah.
Capital gains issue resolved, and maybe you shouldn't continue with the budget talks. Is it fair to hold the budget talks hostage to the capital gains differential?
Listen, Senator Dole is doing a magnificent job out there. I don't know in what context he placed that, and I think everybody in the summit knows of my commitment to it. I'm absolutely convinced that it would not even be a revenue loser, although it scored that way, and it is something that is fundamentally important to the continued growth in the economy, a growth that, frankly, is far too slow right now. So I hope it's put into effect, but I'm not going to kind of go beyond that.
November 2nd, you issued a statement to the effect that if you were ever going to get a deficit cut deal arranged, you should pursue capital gains as a separate vehicle. Why don't you do that now?
Because we've got a strategy, and I think it's working, and I think all our people are on the same side on this issue. Here we are, Rita, and then I got to go.
Mr. President, I couldn't hear what Charles asked, but did you tell Mitterrand that you would back him with military retaliation if that's the way he wants to go?
We didn't go into the details of the backing, but I just told him he has the full support of the United States, and he does.
Have you talked to Ambassador Howell about what he should do with Iraqi forces?
I haven't talked to Howell in the last week. Last one, John, then I really...
Is it different, sir, from the American embassy being invaded, however?
Make that distinction.
Well, are you rattling at least one saber? You talk about...
No, I'm not rattling sabers. You're trying to get me to sound like I'm rattling sabers. Well, when I rattle a saber, the man will know it.
No, sir, you talked about grave concern, but you also talked about the fact that you'll pull the troops back as soon as you can. So we saw a mixed signal there.
Oh, no, there should be no connection between those at all. I mean, what I was trying to do is there's been some speculation... some of it mischievous in the Middle East, that the United States wants to remain there. And so what I want to do is just reiterate what I think I said in the meeting to the joint session, and that is that we want those people, all of them, out as soon as possible. And so I that should be separated from anything I'm saying here. I'm glad you asked. Let me clarify that.
Saudi's getting anxious about having so many American troops there?
I haven't heard that at all, and I don't think so. I know I would have heard it if that were the case. They're totally clued in on what our plans are. So there's no disquiet on that at all. Thank you all.
Budget agreement this weekend.